So, you know, I've gone through the case here, and this is essentially in this decision a cookie jar of gun control. And quite frankly, the decision is not that surprising. We took a look at the panel. We kind of figured it'd go this way. But it, taking a look, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'm actually pleased. I want this decision, no matter what the outcome, was going to the Supreme Court. And if you're going to go to the Supreme Court and ask a question, you might as well ask the big ones. And what this, what the court did here in the Fourth Circuit was essentially place civil rights back several generations. Okay, so the crux of their argument is that they just made the assumption that the right to carry a usable firearm by a lawful person in public exists. They said, we're just going to assume it to exist. They don't even have to analyze it. Well, that sounds fine until you get to the next part of their discussion, which is a legislature can, by virtue of a simple vote, vote away that civil right at their whim, at their fancy. And it is the Fourth Circuit amazingly claims that it is not their place to review or to question that decision. I ask you, from a southern state, is that where we really want to keep going? What they also did is then, and the second crux of this, is they actually took at face value the depositions of politically appointed police officers and said, okay, well, they came up with a laundry list of excuses of why lawful people can't do the things that they, you know, exercise their right. What the court essentially said was they agree with the state. And the state says that the police can, that people cannot exercise their civil right because, well, thieves may steal their gun, or people are going to kill each other waiting in line at Krispy Kreme, or, you know, they're going to, and this is the beautiful one, they claim that our police are just going to shoot lawful carriers by accident, just by virtue of being confused.
Because they'll see that they're armed.
Exactly. The police will see a gun and just start shooting at people. I suppose outside of L.A., you might not, you know, I suppose in L.A. you kind of have to be worried about that, but here, not so much. They also claim that, well, you know, there's a convenience factor here. The state really is inconvenienced by people exercising their civil right, and they say two things. Man with a gun calls. So if a person sees a man with a gun lawfully carrying, is doing nothing wrong with it, and gets afraid and just calls the police, well, it's going to be inconvenient to the state because now a police officer has to waste his or her time chasing down those pesky citizens who are exercising their rights. And then they go even further and say, well, we have to further make it easier on the state because, well, if we allow the state to make it illegal to exercise the civil right, then every man with a gun, by definition, is a crook.
I know there's a similar case out of New York, a similar law out of New York that's being challenged. Is ultimately this matter is going to be decided by the Supreme Court?
I think so. And the, it's interesting because the Fourth Circuit essentially aligns themselves with this case out of New York called Kachowski. It is actually being argued by the same exact attorney for the plaintiffs, meaning the pro-gun people. And that case was decided several months ago. It is currently on request, it's a thing called certiorari request. We're essentially asking the Supreme Court.
The court decides whether it's going to take its case.
Exactly. And we should know in the next few weeks whether or not the Supreme Court is going to actually review that case. And I think what you're going to see is out of Illinois, the circuit court there said affirmatively, not only do people have a right to carry outside, but the state cannot intrude upon that right via things like good and substantial requirements. So we now have multiple courts throughout the nation at a very high level, just below the Supreme Court, who are disagreeing with each other, which enhances the likelihood the Supreme Court's going to review it. And in, again, in my view, if the Supreme Court's going to review these questions, I, for one, appreciate the Fourth Circuit writing up essentially a laundry list of gun control arguments that are sure to be entered into the record. And I am just hopeful the Supreme Court, when they evaluate this case, they run through that list and they give us a view because, frankly, I'd rather not fight this for the next 6 years.